Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is your go-to audio guide for one of the most fascinating and rewarding topics in your EdExcel GCSE Religious Studies course, Sikh Practices. Whether you're revising on the bus, winding down before bed, or doing a final prep session the night before your exam, you're in exactly the right place. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know, from the 5Ks and the Gurdwara to Langar and the Khalsa. I'll give you the key terminology, the theological links that examiners love to see, and the exam tips that will push your answers from a level 2 to a level 4. So let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Sikh practices are not just rituals. They are physical expressions of deep theological belief. Every single practice we're going to discuss connects back to core Sikh beliefs about the nature of God, the equality of all people, and the importance of selfless service, which in Punjabi is called seva. Keep that word in your head, seva, because it links almost everything together. The Gurdwara, which literally means the doorway to the guru, is the Sikh place of worship and community. But here's what makes it special for your exam. It is open to absolutely everyone, regardless of religion, caste, or gender. That's a direct expression of the Sikh belief in the equality of all people before Waheguru, the wonderful Lord. Inside the Gurdwara, the most important room is the Darbar Sahib, the main hall of worship. At the front, on a raised platform called the Takht, sits the Guru Granth Sahib, the eternal, living scripture of Sikhism. It rests on a decorated throne called the Manji Sahib under a canopy called a Chanani and is attended by the Granthi. Now, this is a really common exam mistake. The Granthi is not a priest. Sikhism has no ordained priesthood. The Granthi is simply a trained reader of the scripture. Any Sikh, male or female, can serve as a Granthi. That's an important point for evaluation questions. The congregation, called the Sangat, sits on the floor, all at the same level. No chairs, no hierarchy. This is a powerful physical symbol of equality. Key acts of worship in the Gurdwara include Kirtan, the devotional singing of hymns from the Guru Granth Sahib, accompanied by music. Ardas, a formal communal prayer recited standing, asking for God's blessing and guidance. And the Hukamnama, a random passage read from the Guru Granth Sahib, considered to be God's command for that day. The service ends with the sharing of Kara Parshad, a sweet pudding made of equal parts flour, butter, and sugar distributed to everyone regardless of who they are. Equality again. Now let's talk about Langar, the free community kitchen. This is one of the most theologically rich practices in Sikhism, and examiners absolutely love it. Langar was established by Guru Nanak, the first Sikh guru, in the late 15th and early 16th century. The principle is simple but radical. Everyone sits together on the floor and eats the same vegetarian food. Rich or poor, Hindu or Muslim, high caste or low caste, it doesn't matter. You sit together and you eat together. The theological significance is enormous. In 16th century India, the caste system meant that people of different castes could not eat together. Langar was a direct practical rejection of that system. It embodied the Sikh concept of van chako, sharing with others, which is one of the three pillars of Sikh living alongside Nam Japna, meditating on God's name, and Kirat Kuro, earning an honest living. For your exam, when you write about Langar, always link it explicitly to the rejection of the caste system and to the principle of equality, and use the Gurmukhi term Vanchako. Examiners award marks for precise terminology. The Guru Granth Sahib teaches, God's bounty belongs to all. This is a versatile quote you can use for Langar, equality, and service questions. The 5Ks, or Panch Kakars, are 5 articles of faith worn by initiated Sikhs called Amritdhari Sikhs. They were instituted by Guru Gobind Singh at the Baisakhi of 1699 when he created the Khalsa, the community of initiated Sikhs. Let me go through each one. First, Kesh, uncut hair. This symbolizes acceptance of God's will and spiritual devotion. Second, Kara, a steel bracelet. Circular with no beginning or end, it symbolizes the eternity of God and serves as a constant reminder of moral conduct. Third, Kanga, a small wooden comb. It represents cleanliness and discipline, the idea that a Sikh keeps their body and mind ordered. Fourth, Kakara, a cotton undergarment. It symbolizes modesty and readiness for action. Fifth, Kirpan, a steel sword. This is the one that often surprises people. It represents justice, courage, and the duty to defend the weak. It is not a weapon of aggression. It is a symbol of the Sikh commitment to stand up against injustice. Here's a crucial exam point. The 5Ks are not merely cultural symbols or traditions. They are articles of faith mandated by the guru and required of all Amritdhari Sikhs. Describing them as just cultural would lose you marks. Always frame them as theological commitments. The Khalsa, meaning the Pure Ones, was founded by Guru Gobind Singh on Baisakhi Day, 1699, at Anandpur Sahib. This is a key date. He called for volunteers willing to give their lives for their faith, and five men, known as the Panj Payar, the five beloved ones, stepped forward. Guru Gobind Singh initiated them with Amrit, sweetened water stirred with a double-edged sword, and they became the first members of the Khalsa. The Amrit ceremony, or Amrit Sanskar, is the initiation rite by which a Sikh formally joins the Khalsa. During the ceremony, the candidate drinks Amrit, has it sprinkled on their eyes and hair, and takes vows to uphold the Rihat Maryada, the Sikh code of conduct. After initiation, men take the name Singh, meaning lion, and women take the name Kaur, meaning princess or lioness. It's important to note that not all Sikhs are Amritdhari. Sahajdhari Sikhs are non-initiated Sikhs who follow Sikh teachings but have not undergone the Amrit ceremony. This distinction matters for evaluation questions about the duties and obligations of Sikhs. Right, let's get into exam technique. This is where you can really gain marks. For EdExcel Religious Studies, B, your questions follow a pattern. A, questions are worth 1 mark. B, questions are worth 3 marks. C, questions are worth 5 marks. And D, questions are worth 12 marks. And D, questions are worth 12 marks. For the C5 mark questions, use the formula, point, explanation, reference to a source of wisdom and authority. That means you make your point, you explain it, and then you quote or reference the Guru Granth Sahib or the Rihat Maryada. Without that source of wisdom and authority reference, you cannot access full marks. A good versatile quote is, "There is no Hindu, there is no Muslim," from Guru Nanak, which you can use for questions on equality, interfaith relations, and the rejection of caste. For the D12 mark evaluation questions, you must present arguments on both sides, use specific evidence, and reach a justified conclusion that weighs the strength of the arguments. Allocate a full 15 minutes to this question. A common mistake is to describe practices rather than evaluate their significance. The question asks, how far do you agree? So you must argue, not just describe. 3 common mistakes to avoid. 1, do not call the Granthi a priest. There is no ordained priesthood in Sikhism. 2, do not describe the 5 keys as merely cultural or traditional. They are articles of faith. 3, when writing about Longar, always link it to the theological rejection of the caste system, not just to charity or kindness. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the Gurmukhi term for the free community kitchen? Langar. Question 2. In what year did Guru Gobind Singh create the Khalsa? 1699. Question 3. What does Van Chako mean? Sharing with others. One of the 3 pillars of Sikh living. Question 4. What is the name for an initiated Sikh? Amritdhari. Question 5. What are the 5Ks called in Punjabi? Panj Kakars. Question 6. What is the Hukamnama? A random daily reading from the Guru Granth Sahib, considered God's command for the day. Let's bring it all together. Sikh practices are expressions of belief. Every act of worship, every article of faith, every shared meal connects back to the core Sikh values of equality, service, and devotion to Waheguru. The Gurdwara is open to all. Langar rejects the caste system through Van Chako. The 5Ks are articles of faith mandated by Guru Gobind Singh in 1699. The Khalsa represents the community of initiated Sikhs bound by the Rihat Maryada. In your exam, use precise Gurmukhi terminology. Always link practices to their theological meaning. And never forget your source of wisdom and authority in C questions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep recalling, and good luck in your exam. Take care.